as we get ready to bring you the game between Wasilla Lake and the King Cove T-Jacks, undefeated at 8-0 coming into this one. A lot of the T-Jacks players hanging around up here at our vantage point watching the game below. Dalton Gould and Devin Mack right to my left. Christian Christensen just walked around the corner. They're in their black and gold warm-ups, getting ready for their clash tonight against the Spartans. And the crowd continues to file in around the balcony now. It's almost full. An interesting setup, as we mentioned earlier. And as the dressing rooms are actually on the second deck, there's curtains up on one end, and the dressing rooms are on either end of those curtains. And so another interesting aspect here. All right. Thought we might have lost connection there for a second. We're back with you. And there went my score sheet down to the floor. And not sure where it went, but I lost it. So we'll call the action the Spartans with the ball. Could you go down and get that maybe? Straight down. It's a piece of paper. We're going to try to get one of the guys to run down here and get our score sheet. It fell down to the first floor. And the ball is lobbed in here by the Spartans, knocked away by Raylene Kutschuten. It's just a piece of paper, but I need it. And Devin's gone down to get the score sheet for me. Appreciate that, Devin. And the rookies have the ball. Raylene Kutschuten, nice pass into Honey Lou Wilson. She dribbles in and does not get a shot away, but we've got a three-second violation on the rookies. And the ball goes back to the Spartans. 7:37 to play here in the game. 37-14, rookies with the lead. Spartans bring the ball across the timeline. Defended out top by Raylene Kutschuten, who knocks the ball away. It's going to be out of bounds off of Raylene, and it will remain Spartans' ball far side, just inside the half-court line. As soon as we get our score sheet back, we'll recap the leading scorers for you. Spartans inbound the ball and dribble it below us here on the right wing, down to the right corner. Here's a long shot off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Honey Lou Wilson, out to Raylene Kutschuten. And Shauna Joe gets it down to Raylene. Raylene puts the ball up and good. Nice shot there by Raylene as she tallies the first 2 points of the fourth quarter for the rookies, who now lead 39-14. Spartans ball down here right below us in the right corner. Here's a shot up and good by number three. And the score is 39-16. King Cove with the lead. And the rookies have the ball stolen away now. And the Spartan player just stood there. Honey Lou Wilson went over and grabbed the ball. And the number seven fell to the ground. They called a tie-up, and it'll be Spartans basketball. That was kind of interesting. All right, Spartans ball. Now we have about seven rookie players on the floor. As the rookies trying to get some substitutions in, and they finally do. Right now on the floor for the rookies, we have Courtney Wilson, Shauna Calver, Shauna Wheeler, Raven Samuelson, and Mikhail McCallum. 6:35 to play in the game. 39-16 rookies. Spartans bring the ball across the timeline. Here's a lob to the left wing. Dribbles down in the left corner. Gets it inside on the block. Number 20 turns around. She's triple teamed, and she's going to draw a foul, I think, on Courtney Wilson, which would be her fourth. That is the call. Courtney picks up number four. She had three in the first 3 minutes of the game, so Courtney's done a good job not getting into more foul trouble as this game's progressed. Although she sat out, I believe, the whole third quarter. Spartans saw underneath the basket. That was a non-shooting foul. And the ball is inbound in the corner, and immediately we have a reach-in on Shauna Calver. And I think that's going to be Shauna's third or fourth. Yeah. And it's a one-and-one. Actually, the referees missed the foul on Courtney. It should have resulted in a one-and-one, but they overlooked that. And so now Wasilla Lake at the line. The first shot is up and no good. A bunch of bodies go after that rebound. Shauna Wheeler on the floor. And she's tied up. Nowhere for Shauna to go. Position arrow points to the rookies. Right beneath us here. Shauna and two of the Spartan players tied up. Nice hustle by Shauna. All she can do is dive on that one and hope for the best. Rookie's ball out of bounds as the referees confer right here below us. 5:34 to play in the fourth quarter. King Cove Rookies 39, Wasilla Lake 16. And there's still some discussion about a foul call, I believe. And as we're up here in the balcony, we can't see or hear what the focus of the discussion is, but the referees now are gathered up by the benches down below and also talking, it looks like, to the scorekeeper. And I'm not sure if they're looking for a bonus light to be lit on the scoreboard. That may be the issue. Either way, we've got a slight delay here in the game. Rob Lanham here with you at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gym in Wasilla, Alaska, where the King Cove Rookies lead the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartans 39-16, and they reset the clock to 6:03. And now Honey Lou Wilson checks back in for her sister, Courtney. Courtney goes out with 4 fouls, 2 points on the night. And we're finally back underway. Shauna Calver into Michaela. Back to Shauna, who can get across the timeline. Lobbed it to Honey Lou Wilson, who turns and passes to Michaela. Michaela kicks it back out to Shauna Calver on the left side to Raven Samuelson. Nice bounce pass into Shauna Wheeler, and she finishes with a shot off the glass for two and a 41-16 lead. Shauna Wheeler now with 10. Raven Kochutin leading the rookies with 14. Spartans with the ball on the right wing, right below us, dribbles down the corner, had a shot, takes a shot now, off the rim, no good, rebounded by Shauna Wheeler, she rips the ball away from the Spartan player and dribbles up the court, looking for help, gets it from Shauna Jo Calver, who takes it down, nice pass on the left to Raven Samuelson, Raven with the hesitation dribble, back to Shauna, on the right wing to Michaela, who was open for the shot, but passed it up to Shauna, back to Michaela. Michaela pivots, dribbles the ball back out to Shauna Calver. Shauna splits the defense. Nice bounce pass to Honey Lou Wilson, who has the ball ripped away from her. Nice defense there by the Spartans. And they bring the ball up. Honey Lou frustrated over that one, but that was a clean steal. Here's a three-pointer. Up and no good off the right side of the rim. Honey Lou Wilson with the rebound. Dribbles out, calls for help, and bounce pass to Shauna Calver at the timeline. 4:53 to play. As Shauna brings it up, lobs over to Michaela McCallum. Michaela's shot is up, no good from the right side. Ball's loose. Raven Samuelson early picks it up and puts it in and draws the foul. Nice play there by Raven. She picked up the loose ball in the lane, put it up off the glass, and drew the foul, and she'll try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play for the rookies. All fours showing across the scoreboard. 4:44 left to play in the fourth quarter. Rookies 43, Spartans 16. Raven's free throw is up. No good off the glass. Rebounded by the Spartans. And Honey Lou Wilson tries to make a steal. She's going to be called for her fourth foul of the game. Couldn't really see the foul from here. That action down at the other end of the court away from us. And that'll be another one-and-one opportunity for the Spartans. .440 to play now. 27-point lead for the rookies. First shot is up and good for the Spartans. 43-17 now. And number 18 for the Spartans checks in, replacing number 5. And the bonus shot now by number 26. She spins the ball, dribbles, puts up the second one. No good. Rebounded by Shauna Wheeler. And she was partially tied up, fell to the ground, and is called for the travel. And Shauna starts the other way and realizes it's Spartans basketball, so she comes back, and the rookies set their defense. The referee holding the ball, hands it down to the Spartan player, calls the play, looking for an open player. Nice soft pass. And you can hear that one. I'm surprised if you didn't hear that one on the radio. A hard foul there by Honey Lou Wilson, and if our book is right, that'll be 5 on Honey Lou. I think that's 5. The referee checking with the scorekeeper. And she'll be shooting 2. number 20 will shoot two free throws. And the first one is up and no good. And now we have wholesale substitutions. I'm not sure if that was 5 on Honey Lou. I have her down for 5. She got her money's worth on that one. Have a whole new lineup in here for the rookies. Courtney Wilson, Kelsey Lanham, Danielle Carlson, Bianca Kirkland, and Raylene Cochutin on the floor. 4:37 left to play in this one. Second shot is up, off the glass and in, and the rookies lead the Spartans 43-18. And they just put that shot on the board for the rookies instead of the Spartans, so hopefully they'll correct that. Here's a pass in to Courtney Wilson from Raylene Cochutin, and a reach-in foul called a number 3 of the Spartans. And there they get the scoreboard corrected. 43-18, rookies, 4:32 to play in the game. Danielle Carlson will take the ball out on the far side. Inbounds to Raylene Cochutin, and Raylene dribbles to the top of the circle. Lob pass for Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey had a shot, passes it up outside to Bianca Kirkland. Over to Raylene in the lane to Danielle, who makes the shot, but she's called for a travel. A nice fake by Danielle, and maybe we know why it was such a nice fake. She traveled with the ball. Another rookie's turnover. Spartans basketball. 25-point lead for the rookies. Spartans bring the ball down the right wing. What do we have? And a clipboard and a pad fell off the railing on the other side. Or just a legal pad of some sort. I know how that feels. But this one fell in play, and so the referee removes it. And the Spartans windbound just inside the timeline. Ball up on deep on the right wing, right beneath us here. Number 3 passes to number 7, who dribbles down to the right corner. Bounce pass back. Raylene Cochutin goes for the steal, and Raylene's going to draw the foul. Her third, and we'll have another one-and-one opportunity. Actually, probably should be 2 shots, and it is. The referee signals 2 shots, as the rookies have 10 team fouls now. First shot for the Spartans is up, nothing but net by number 3. 43-19, rookies with the lead. 4:07 to play in the game. Second shot is up with no dribble. In and out. Rebound pulled down by Kelsey Lanham. Kelsey dribbles to the corner. Gets the ball to Danielle Carlson, and the rookies head down the floor. Danielle brings it across the timeline. Goes on the right wing to Raylene Cochutin. Nice pass to Courtney Wilson, and Courtney drives in and draws the foul. And she'll go to the line for 2. Nice ball movement there by the rookies. Courtney drove down, and she had a layup or a pass on the side there to Kelsey. But Courtney drove hard to the basket and drew the foul. Nice play, and she'll go to the line for 2. Charity tosses here with 3:55 left. Courtney's first one is up. Nice shot. Good rotation, nothing but net. And the rookies lead 44-19. Courtney now dribbles the ball and launches her second one. And that one's good. So 2 beautiful foul shots there by Courtney Wilson. And the rookies increase their lead to 45-19. Courtney with now 4 points in the game. Spartans bring the ball across the timeline, dribbling around the 3-point arc. Contested there by Raylene Cochutin. Here's an underhanded pass to number 20. She's in the left corner. The double team by Raylene and Kelsey. Here's a fake of a shot, and the ball goes back outside the 3-point arc. Now here's a 2-pointer launched up, and no good. The ball is brought away by Courtney Wilson to Raylene Cochutin. Raylene nearly loses it as she crosses the timeline. She's going to take this one all the way, puts it up, and good. Raylene got double-teamed down there right before she launched that one, but puts it in, and she now leads the rookies with 16 points, and they lead the Spartans 47-19 with 3:07 to play in this one. Spartans get the ball to the foul line, double-teamed by Cochutin and Kirkland. Bianca now guarding number 3 out in the right wing. Right below us, number 7 gets the ball back to 3 on the wing still, and she goes back to the top of the arc and kicks it over to the left side. Double team there by Courtney Wilson and Kelsey Lanham. The ball stolen away, and the Spartans somehow came up with it and missed the shot. And have some bodies flying around. There's a foul on somebody. Number 20 for the Spartans drew the foul on the offensive glass, and the ball will go over to the King Cove rookies. Clock ticking down now. 2:25 left. The fourth quarter. Raylene Cochutin brings the ball up, drives the lane, got it open, puts it up, and rolls around and in. Grayling just took what the defense gave her, and she has 6 points now in the fourth quarter, 18 for the game. 49-19, rookies by an even 30. The Spartans bring the ball up deep on the right wing. Here's a lob pass to the left wing. Nice movement by Coach Hooten. Kelsey Lanham with the defense down low and nearly forced a turnover, but the ball's recovered in the corner by the Spartans. And now here's a fake of a three-point shot. Pass out on the left wing, back down to the corner. Now there's a two-point shot up, no good. Kelsey Lanham with the rebound. Kelsey dribbles the ball looking for help, gets it up to Raylene Coach Hooten at half court. Raylene passes the ball to Courtney Wilson. Nice spin move by Courtney. Lobs it back out for Danielle to Raylene, and Raylene drugged her foot for a travel. Raylene in disbelief over that call, but it looked like she did have a little electric slide there, and she's called for the traveling violation. With a minute 34, the ball goes back to the Spartans, who trail the rookies 49-19. Spartans bringing the ball across the timeline. Quick double team there. Coach Hooten is going to get a reach in. Raylene's fourth. Raylene stayed in a foul trouble early, but she's collected a few now down the stretch here. And the Spartans will go back to the line for two more foul shots. On the floor for the rookies, Raylene, Bianca, Danielle, Courtney, and Kelsey. And shot is no good. We'll have another foul shot, and Raven Samuelson comes in the game for Courtney Wilson. Courtney says she didn't want to go out of the game. Chuckles as she jogs off the court and back to the bench. Second shot is up, and no good. Kelsey Lanham pulls down the rebound, gets the ball off to Danielle. Kelsey with her fifth rebound of the game. Danielle dribbles up, gets it to Bianca on the right side. She loses it, but Raven recovers it, lobs it out for Danielle. Danielle gets it to Kelsey at the foul line. Back to Danielle. Danielle back to Kelsey at the foul line. Kelsey loses it, but it's recovered by Bianca. Bianca takes a shot, and I think she's going to go to the line for two. Not sure if she was trying to shoot or maybe pass it in low to Raven. Nevertheless, the foul is called, and with a minute and 4 seconds to play, Bianca Kirkland steps to the line to shoot two free throws. Rookies lead 49-19. Bianca dribbles, puts her first one up, and no good off the left side. She'll have one more. Bianca dribbles the ball, puts her second one up, no good, and it did not hit the rim. Apparently, it just hit the backboard. The referee blows the whistle, and with under 1 minute to play, the Spartans will inbound on the far end, trailing the rookies 49-19. Here's a lob pass. That's going to be stolen by Candace Mack, who enters the game. And Candace gets a forearm shiver there at half court. And she's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. A little frustration there by the Spartan player. Although there was a lob pass, I'm not sure she really tried to foul Candace hard, but ended up with a pretty good collision. Candace peels herself up off the deck and goes to the line. Are we going to have a 1-1? They are. Referee confirms that with the scorer's bench. Candace receives the ball, gives a low dribble, puts the first shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Spartans. Double team tied up there by Candace. Good hustle. And the ball is going to be Spartans basketball. 50 seconds to play. Rookie still leading by 30, 49-19. Defensive pressure being applied at half court by Danielle and Bianca. Here's a trap, and Danielle knocks the ball out of bounds to the Spartans. Spartans basketball in front of the scorer's bench. Trying to inbounds, long pass across to number 5. Number 14 has it outside the three-point line. Back out on the left wing. Drives down to the left corner. Bianca Kirkland defending inside for a shot. No good. And the rebound taken down by Raven Samuelson, who's trying to get the ball to Kelsey Lanham, and she's going to be fouled. I think we're going to have Raven at the line shooting a 1-1. Raven got the rebound, and as she tried to get it over to Kelsey, she got pushed from behind. And so she'll try to take the rookies to the 50-point mark here with 28.9 seconds left to play here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium in Wasilla, Alaska. Raven dribbles the ball, puts up the shot, no good. The rebound is corralled there by the Spartans, and they step on the out-of-bounds line. So the rookies will have the ball underneath, and they kind of, someone just needs to get open. The Spartans went the wrong way, and Danielle Carlson gets open. Candace Mack hits her, and she lays it in for an easy two. 51-19 rookies, under 20 seconds to play. Spartans bring the ball down to the right wing, goes all the way underneath, and we're going to have a foul on Candace Mack. So with 11 seconds to play, the Spartans will go to the line for two. This last couple of minutes has taken quite a bit of time to play here. First of two shots is up off the glass and in. As the Spartans reach the 20 mark, 51-20, rookies lead. Here's the second one up, no good off the back of the rim. The rebound by the Spartans up, no good. Rebounded by Candace Mack. Candace drives across the timeline, throws it down, and off the hands of Danielle Carlson. Out of bounds, it'll go to the Spartans with 3 ticks of the clock to go in this one. As the rookies will win their third straight game. 2-1. And the game ends. The final score here for the King Cove rookies, King Cove 51, Wasilla Lake 20. Give us just a moment here and we'll give you the leading scores before we take a break before the T-Jax game. And we'll go down our score sheet here and we'll hope it's right. Raylene Kachutin led all scores with 18 for the rookies. Shauna Calver with 10. Shauna Wheeler with 10. Danielle Carlson with 2, Honey Lou Wilson with 1, Courtney Wilson with 4, Raven Samuelson with 6. A good night on the offensive end for Raven, and that gives us 10, 20, 38, 40, 51, and that's all the scoring for your King Cove rookies. So the rookies win their third straight tonight by a final score of 51-20 over the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Spartans, and they run their record to 3-1 on the season. And we're going to take about a 10 to 15-minute break here, and we'll be right back with you on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, King Cove in Sandpoint, Alaska. I'm Rob Lanham, and we'll return it back to the station to Cal's Hetherington and rejoin you in about 10 to 15 minutes to bring you the live action as Wasilla Lake and the King Cove T-Jacks, undefeated at 8-0, clash here shortly. Kells?
Hey, the radio station is selling tickets for $35 for its next pizza.
Let's see, everything's going on here, but sounds sounded like an exciting game tonight, and you're going to be covering the next game that's coming up in just a few moments. Keep it here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. Virgil will be manning the board for the second game, but good job. Sounded great, Rob.
All right, Cal. Thank you. We'll be back with you in about 8 to 10 minutes then.
Sounds good.